Welcome to the first podcast, a joint venture between me, the dangerous man,
and me, founder of the unadulterated.com.
And it's going to be rather exciting because we're going to talk about all things from gay things.
Gay things?
Yeah.
You're obsessed with the gay things.
I like gay things.
Why can't we talk about other things? I hesitate to say normal things, but you know. You are a bit obsessed with the gay things.
It's like written all over my blog.
Yeah, but this isn't your blog. This is the unadulterated.com.
Okay, well, it'll be posted on my blog.
A forum for discussion of all issues without hindrance or prior political bullying.
That's true. And today we're talking about blogging.
And podcasting.
Yeah, because it's great.
And the things which inspire people to blog and podcast and listen to
and really we're actually hitting our target podcasts. Audience because the people listening to us are checking out the blogs and therefore they're bloggers.
Having said that, we are avid bloggers ourselves.
We are avid bloggers.
My blog is located at where is my blog located?
You don't even know where your blog is.
Where's my blog located?
Let's forget about yours and mention mine.
No, bring up Internet Explorer. Jay's blog is located at
thedangerousman.com,
and my blog can be found somewhere on the internet.
Just do a search. Oh,
here we go.
It.
It's http://traveldiaries.lastminuteliving.com.
Last minute living. There's a T in there. Last minute living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the last few minutes of your.
Should we move on to the podcast then?
We can move on to the podcast.
Moving on.
Yep, why not?
I mean, there was one, trunkguy.com podcast, and it was crap. Really crap.
Tell me more.
Well, he introduced it with all this branding shit, and what you didn't make an annoyance.
You're getting the cans out of this bag. How many cans are in this bag? I need 2 hours to lift it.
There was trunkguy.com podcast. Should we have a look at it? Should we have a bit of a listen?
Yeah, why not?
So you just totally slag it off?
Yeah, sit back with a drink.
Have you got me a beer?
Do you want one?
No, I've got Bailey's.
See, that is the epitome of our personalities. I'm being your Bailey.
I'm just going to head on over to trunkguy.com as soon as I can get the internet up.
We're not very professional out there, are we?
No, you'd think I would have got the internet up already. It usually starts itself up.
Can I interest you in a drink, Michael?
No, he's driving.
No, gotta drive back.
Forgot about that, didn't
you? No. One of my few pleasures in life is being a passenger in a car being driven by a drunk maniac.
Right, here we go. Trunkguy.com podcast. That's what he sounds like.
And there he is.
And yeah, an ugly cunt. I hope he's listening.
He's got bubbles on his face.
Yeah, that's because he's pissed. Accessing music store.
And this is trunkguy.com.
This is trunkguy.com.
Oh, look. Customer reviews and everything. Cool.
Yeah, but he's crap.
Yeah, but he's got a customer reviews. I wouldn't mind. What do the customer reviews say? It's easy to overlook the fact that there are podcasts out there made in the UK, possibly because there aren't that many. There are plenty of other podcasts that wax lyrical about similar stuff to Trunk Guy, but the fact that it's from closer to home .. and that's now does Will Trunk Guy have written his own podcast description? It says it at the top of the iTunes. Go back on iTunes. At the top. Audio and amp video blog, ramblings and musings of a friendly gay guy from the UK. Find out what has bugged me this week.
All gays are
in
friendly.
My universe. And oh, not that bad. And my views of the world at large. I warn you now that I can talk about anything from cats, art, gay issues.
Maybe we can make this guy an arch enemy of our podcast. And he's got a head start because he's listed in iTunes and we're not.
All set to a lovely background of music. Now, would this be self-produced music or music from other places?
Music is stolen from freemusic.co.uk.
Ah.
That's crap and nobody knows about. Here, I'll let you listen to it for a second.
Rather than rambling about yourself, that's what a blog's for. You don't ramble on about
my Motorola V3 today, and it's great. And I've got a crappy VGA camera, and I take photos.
Right, well, there you go. It's a load of shit. It's just about yourself.
Good point of conversation. Podcasts. Why people would listen to that particular podcast, but podcasts in general, which just go on about people's lives. I suppose it's another form of blogging, really. In a way.
It is another form of blogging, but if I want to blog, I wouldn't spend all the time downloading the motherfucker just to listen to some guy going about how he's been tired all week.
True, but it's easier to have a podcast running in the background while you're doing other things than to sit in front of a blog and read it.
Yeah, but I personally listen to music.
I know, but it's like books on tape, isn't it? If you know what I mean.
Yeah, but there is better podcasts out there. Like, Shitty Blog Radio is a good podcast.
Yeah, that is good. I did enjoy Shitty Blog Radio. Got a bit of a plug for Shitty Blog Radio there. What's the website address?
I don't know. I'll have a look.
You're a member of the Shitty Blog?
I know.
Why do you not know the address of the website?
Well, because they're shitty.
Oh, but it's in your favourites.
Is it? Really?
Well, you're on your favourites. I'm assuming you're looking for it.
I was wondering if it was, but I'll just go to my website.
Gay Porn Blog?
That's not mine, but it is.
You have Gay Porn Blog in your favourite.
I'll show you it now. It's not actual gay hardcore porn. It's more, gay, I don't know. I'll show you. I'll just go to the Shitty Blog Club, which isn't working.
Object not found. You obviously haven't linked to it correctly from your blog.
I'll just do a bit of a Shitty Blog Radio search on Google.
Google Shitty Blog.
There we go.
Well, there we go.
That's not it again. Shitty Blog Radio. It's jekylls.podomatic.com. Podomatic.
Is it weekly?
It's weekly. So every Thursday at 9 Pacific time on
Mango Radio.
Mango Radio. And I mentioned there as well, The Dangerous Man.
So they're up to volume 24.
Explicit.
Which means they've been doing it for about half a year.
Which is great.
Yeah. So that's 6 months, yeah. This is a very angry show. Jekyll's bitch is about the dentist and Shutter complains about work. The guys make a bet with fellow Mango Radio DJ Webkin. Shitty Blog Radio not only didn't win for Best Podcast in the Best of Blogs award, they didn't even place. The guys challenged the judges to prove they even listened to one of the shows and have Mango on the show to get his take. Fair enough. Plus a very special free iPod report and even some shitty music.
What? There's no other reason to tune in? It's for the
shitty
music.
Shitty music, yeah. Well, you know, we all like a bit of shitty music.
Yeah, you do, I know that.
Excuse me. At least the music I listen to is music.
Yeah, that was, by the way, the Gay Porn Blog wasn't, it was...
What is the Gay Porn Blog?
It's a website.
Man Chick.
The website is Man Chic. It's about chic, the word chic, it's about dressing well.
No, it's Man Chick. I'm sure it's a website about Bangkok ladyboys.
No, it's chic. This is a website, it's olalaparis.com.
Is it?
Yeah. It's great. It's all photos about gay people, generally naked.
What was that one at the top?
That one?
No, the one that looked like two naked men in a shower.
It was Footballer's Wives, a new season. It's two naked men in a shower.
In a shower. Okay, then.
And, various...
What was that, that woman?
That was Madonna.
What is she doing?
She's looking at the Queen.
Fair enough.
And it's just basically a load of homoerotic various stuff.
Okay.
With Michelangelo's David with his small willy.
Fair enough.
So that's it for the internet roundup of the week. You could also try hobo sexual.
Don't even promote that website. I've never been, but I have heard what it's about.
Hobosexual.com.
Which is about
hobos. Naked.
Okay, then.
It's great.
So, podcasting. Subject of the week. Back onto it.
Back onto podcasting.
Back onto podcasting. Yes.
Well, now we probably managed to switch off all three of our listeners. Two of which being us two.
Yeah, I switched off.
But, you know. Life's a bitch. I'm sure we're really interesting to somebody.
Yeah, but the thing that's going to be really annoying is when we actually come to play this back before putting it out there, and it's not actually worked.
That would be annoying. Imagine if when I leave that window, it stops recording.
And it's not recorded, because we set the options wrong.
It is recording. And it's saving it as a WAV.
We're running on 30... Well, yeah, but WAV files are massive. We're going to have to convert it to MP3 or MP4 or something before
I'll convert it to MP3.
Okay. Fair enough. Running on 13 minutes. I'm quite pleased with that. End of the podcast.
And we haven't even been to commercials yet.
Exactly.
Oh, even though we did plug a million blogs on there.
Yeah. Well, having said that, if all is to go to plan, we've got another 47 minutes to film.
Well, and I'm all talked out.
Do you listen to any other podcasts?
No. I did listen to one. About it was about this girl's basic little sex life, and she reads her own posts occasionally,
right.
And about how she had sex and that. But I got a bit bored of it in the end because she wrote really well. But I don't want to hear about girls having sex. I'm gay.
Yeah, but I'm not gay, and I wouldn't want to hear about girls having sex.
No, why?
Well, because it bore me rigid. What sort of a person?
Were you rigid?
Oh yes.
Well, I'm sure it would.
I would definitely be rigid over those posts. What sort of person posts about their own sex life?
Me?
Other than you?
I've done it before now.
I haven't done it.
Yeah, because you don't want anyone to read it.
No, it's more the fact that I don't have a sex life. But
I post about my sex life. And in fact, I posted about having sex in the toilets on the train. Do you think that really happened?
I read that post.
Did you read that post, Michael?
No.
No.
Do I think that really happened? I think for the benefit of anyone that's listening, if anyone is listening, we should clarify what post exactly you're talking about.
On thedangerousman.com, and it was a post...
Which is your blog.
Which is my blog. It is my blog. It's a very good blog. And it's just gay. It's gay plastered all over it, apparently.
As Shitty Blog Radio said, and I agreed with them.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to give yourself an image. I think it was called Slander.
Slander.
Dated... Monday the 30th of January 2006. Nah, it's a true account of my sex life on a train.
Is that a true account of your actual sex life on a train? Or a true account of your imaginary sex life on a train?
It wasn't my sex life on a train, it was an episode of sex that happened to be on a train.
So it actually happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why won't you post about sex on your blog?
I post about the first thing I think about on my blog, which is why I gave a blow-by-blow account of the things I saw on the way home from work the other night.
Me too. I took a photo blog.
But it got the most comments out of, you know, you can post about everything, but...
I think the ones that don't mean anything get the most comments, probably because they're more easy to understand.
Yeah, probably is. Probably is. Like that apple.
My apple on my blog. Mm.
There is a picture on thedangerousman.com of an apple next to a keyboard which appears to have had a face drawn on it in a marker pen or something. I'm assuming it was your apple.
Yeah, and I found it after I came back from my lunch at work.
Did you eat the apple?
No, I didn't eat the apple. It still adorns my desk.
Until sell-by date.
Well, expiry date.
Expires it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was good fun.
Slowly but surely, it shall become more wrinkled.
Yeah. You know. But that's life, isn't it? You have a bit of fun at work, you don't, it's not all serious.
Yeah, true. So we've talked about your blog, let's talk about my blog. Load up my blog and...
We'll get the address.
We'll discuss it in some way.
The
address is...
Is linked from my blog at thedangerousman.com. The unadulterated city diaries, even though you don't live in the city. Like me.
I live in a city.
Yeah, but you don't live in the city centre.
Yeah, but whether I live in the city centre or not is...
Yeah, you just broke my chair. You broke my fucking chair. It took me ages to fix that.
Register on the microphone. I don't live in the city centre. I spend most of my time in the city centre, though. Is that a new comment? No, it's not. Okay. The address is... Can I have the address, please?
It's traveldiaries.lastminute.com.
Lastminuteliving.com.
Are you going to change it back to blogger?
I may change it back to blogger. I like the format though.
But copy the code.
Yeah.
Blogger, last minute living is shite.
Last minute living is okay.
It's crap. Right. It's not that bad. Don't you think it would be better to edit your HTML on your blog?
I very rarely did edit the HTML on the blog anyway.
This podcast is well like Shitty Blog Radio. Incredibly like it.
I hope you're going to edit that out.
Why?
Because, you know, if you're going to rip something off, you can't then say during the post, I'm ripping this blog off. Not that that was a conscious decision that we made. But, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is that why you're wearing the same clothes as me?
But I'm not wearing the same clothes as you. I'm wearing the same clothes as myself yesterday.
Okay.
Think that one through.
Moving on, Mr. B. Well, your blog is often... Why is it the paragraph changed there?
The reason for that is because...
The distance between each line on the blog is like double on the latest post.
Could that be double
post.
Line spacing?
It could be double line
it's
spacing.
It's because I wrote that post on Notepad and then pasted it.
Why did you do it on Notepad?
Because my computer keeps disconnecting from the internet, and because I wrote such a long post, I was scared of losing it, so I wrote it in Notepad and pasted it in later on.
Right.
Which is why it looks different to any other post.
And there's a picture of you?
There is a picture of me, yes.
And is it the same date? No.
No, it's the day after.
The 2nd of February. And the picture of you is awful.
Tell me about it.
Why have you put it on?
Well, because I just thought I would. You know, my blog shows me as me, I don't care. There's the picture of when we made the front page as blog of the week.
Yeah, you hit...
Out of the combined total of about... 40 blogs, which make up the lastminuteliving.com bloggers list.
You got blog of the week. Well, that's a pretty good achievement, really, because it could take you... if it was blog of the week, it could take you nearly a year to get blog of the week.
Very true.
You're doing it.
Plus, the thing was as well, I think out of all the blogs on lastminute.com, the blog of the week before mine was blog of the week for about 2 months. So it was the predefined blog of the week which they'd launched with. So technically, I was the first blog of the week at lastminuteliving.com.
Right. And plus the fact that all the other blogs on lastminuteliving.com aren't updated.
No, they are. They are. There's a lot of blogs that are updated on lastminuteliving.com. X in the City is updated all the time.
What is that about? I've heard that.
X in the City. It's about, well, she posts every, bring it up actually, she posts, I think it's every Wednesday.
Are you linked to it?
No, but it will be on the recently updated blog list, I think.
And how do we get to that?
You can go to it that way if you want.
Lastminuteliving.com, recently updated.
It could be this week's blog of the week, look there, see it? I click on the blog of the week link, which is the little arrow.
From lastminuteliving.com?
This is The Adventures of V, which is a woman who... has considerable finance because she updates a blog every 5 or 6 days, and she's always in a different country with photographs to prove it. Now, whether she is actually travelling or whether over the combined sort of 35-40 years of her life she's amassed a vast photo collection.
I'm not aged at all.
I'm not aged at all. Yeah, so that she can pull off this huge hoax on a blog. I don't know, but she's been to what? There's Rome. She's in Rome. She left London a couple of weeks ago.
She bought a new mobile phone.
She bought a new mobile phone, which is a pink Razer V3.
Which are shite.
Las Vegas? No.
She's eating some Minute Maid raisins.
Which, I would assume means she's in America somewhere. Where is she? San Francisco.
And she's eating some kind of fish with egg on it.
Yeah,
chicken fried steak.
Oh no, look, she says it was disgusting though.
Chicken fried steak, not chicken, but beef. Just look at it. I've attached before and after I ate it. It was disgusting. Basically, she's put a picture before and after, and there's no difference. She took one bite and...
No, there is a difference. The after picture has a knife and fork next to it.
And there's one bite missing.
Yeah, so the address for this blog is http://...
The Adventures of V, that's the letter V.
lastminuteliving.com.
Brilliant.
There we go.
We like blogs.
We do like blogs, we like blogs, and we like podcasts. Apart from...
TheTrunkGuy.com podcast.
Yes, we don't like TheTrunkGuy.com
because he
podcast.
Talks about himself.
And he gets all his music. Where does he get his music from?
And I switched off because I was bored. And at the time, I think I was either wanking or I was doing something of irrelevance. And he said it was some free music website, probably freemusic.co.uk. But that could be all wrong, and I could be about to be sued for advertising the wrong thing. Let's check
but
it out.
But we are going to check it. I have to say though, apart from shitty blog radio, I've never listened to a podcast. Freemusic.co.uk doesn't exist.
Well, it was something along those lines. I'm sure you could Google it.
We could Google it, yeah, but I don't think we're going to.
I cannot be asked.
No.
And your orange has still not been eaten.
That's because the orange on that plate is a giant melon-sized orange, which I am afraid I will grow an extra leg if I eat it.
It was grown next to a nuclear reactor. It is huge.
It is a rather large orange.
I'll eat it.
What are you eating my orange for?
Do you not want it?
Yeah, I do want it, but I don't want it now. You've taken a bite out.
I'm not taking a bite, I just removed the white bit.
You've
from
not
my
taken
teeth.
A bite? He's got teeth marks.
He's not. I just removed the white bit with my teeth. Nobody likes the white bit. I need another drink.
Do you want one of these?
No, I could do with some vodka.
Paul, can I have this?
Paul, please, would you get me a vodka, please? And Coke. Oh, we didn't bring the Coke back.
Oh no.
Yeah, but everyone got any Coke. Coca-Cola Coke.
Oh, you just impressed a load of listeners then as well.
No, I don't do drugs.
No, we don't endorse drugs here at theunadulterated.com.
I don't do drugs. That was a beer can. Can I have some vodka, please? Because you are nearest to the kitchen.
By about a foot.
By about a foot, yeah. Just be careful scraping your chair back, the microphone might pick it up.
Right.
Can I eat your orange then?
Yes. Eat my orange.
It's only a quarter of an orange.
We haven't got any vodka?
We haven't got any vodka?
No.
I'll have a beer then, please.
Yeah, it's a quarter of one
would
of
you,
your giant oranges.
Will you bring me a pint glass as well, please? And I'll have one of these beers here. Foster's is nicer.
Okay. Yeah.
It
disturbs the microphone.
Don't shout. Okay.
So, still speaking. What time are we running at the minute?
We're running. Oh, let's have a look.
Bring it back up.
24 minutes. We're doing well.
We're running 24 minutes. Okay, the topic of conversation is still blogs and podcasts.
Oh, is it really?
Which is what we've been talking about, kind of, for the last 24 minutes.
And we're kind of milking it a bit.
We're not really. You know, we've gone through my favourite blogs and your favourite blogs and my blog and your blog.
Well, not my favourite blogs, because I could name them.
Okay, then. We have to give special mention to Pookie. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, Pookie's good. Inherently wrong. Let's give him the address, because
Pookie's webcast up. Not webcast, blog,
and it's inherentlywrong.blogspot.com. It's a great blog.
Just that is inherentlywrong.blogspot.com.
It's his life on, it's his take on life and the absurdity he comes across on a daily basis.
We could really, really rip off shitty blog radio and give an entry preview.
You could.
Yeah, I could I?
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
It would be you.
Why not? Go back up to the top then. Let's read the latest post now.
He's like, it's brand new.
It seems he's... he's gone away somewhere. Okay then. Mariner of the Seas is the cruise ship I would imagine he's going away on. And the blog basically...
So he's going cruising?
He's going cruising.
He's a gay guy going cruising.
He's out cruising. Okay, so this time tomorrow I'll be about an hour away from Port Canaveral, yeah? I'm boarding this lovely ship for my cruise. There is a picture of the cruise ship next to the thing. If I'm not mistaken, my cabin is three rows up. Move your orange, I can't see the screen. If I'm not mistaken, my cabin is three rows up and directly above the third lifeboat on the left. If you fast forward time and look real close, you can almost see me standing on my balcony with an overpriced but yummy drink in my hand, waving to you. Oh, fair enough.
Wave back. Everyone wave. We're all waving for the benefit of the tape.
It's not a tape. The way the balconies are situated, I may very well be butt naked. So if you look close enough, you may be privy to a real treat.
And then Pookie's actually been going on the sunbed lately. And Pookie's had a go at me for going on the sunbed so many times.
Terrible.
And then he said he'll have to go on the sunbed as well, just to build up a base tan so he doesn't burn.
I still don't endorse sunbeds.
I endorse sunbeds like a bitch. Because the sunbeds are the man, they're the best thing ever. I go on for 15 minutes, once a day. Except today, because I've been highly intoxicated and tired.
So the post continues. I am so ready for this trip, more ready to get away than I've ever been for a vacation. Physically and mentally, I need this, and the orange is in the way again. Physically and mentally, I need this, and I'm going to take full advantage of every moment I'm away. And I'm really excited to explore some new places like Saint, what's that? Martin?
Saint Helens Glass.
Which is a double glazing company from
England.
Near where we are casting, for those interested. Although we won't give you the website or the phone number.
It has the class.
I could care less about the Bahamas. I could care less.
I think it means I couldn't. Let's have a look.
Well, we'll read it that way. I could care less about the Bahamas, been there, done that, but I do look forward to the beach mat I've reserved and sucking down countless libations. Did I mention the casino and the sex that is inevitable when staying in a strange bed? Strange bed? Nothing better than travel sex. Hell yeah, I am so ready for this trip.
Hotel sex is good, I must admit.
Hotel sex is good. What, hotel sex with the person you've checked into the hotel with?
Is even better.
You know. Yeah, some of the sex these hotels provide these days isn't really up to par. Okay, last paragraph.
Did you go to Taiwan?
I've not been to Taiwan. Although I will be going. Last paragraph. We are going to have unlimited internet in our cabin, but not sure how reliable it is, so I may or may not be updating my blog next week. If I am able to connect, you can expect greetings from a slightly drunken and well-rested Pookie. Hope everyone has a great weekend.
Bon voyage. I think I'll...
We're leaving a comment, Alex.
Leave a comment on his blog.
Leave a comment. Live.
Live. This is like cutting edge. Live.
Live.
It's the best.
Right now.
Right.
Current news.
Congrats. Everyone go now. Oh, we're not even live.
Stop spoiling the illusion.
Right, well, we can continue that.
No, continue the comment. We can read it out when we're finished, and don't forget to mention the fact that we're podcasting. You'll be our
podcast being mentioned.
You'll be mentioned on our podcast. The unadulterated.com podcast.
No, because it's not going to be on there yet.
No, but it will be.
Right, unadulterated.com podcast.
He says, jumping randomly at the at the keyboard.
And will be on at this address.
Yeah. Perhaps we could get free advertising out of it. Perhaps we could contact all the people that we've mentioned and ask them to mention us in the blog.
Yeah.
Even though we've slagged a lot of them off.
Yeah, well, that's like my lot. We've only slagged Trunk Guy off.
Dear Trunk Guy, we think your podcast is terrible. Please mention us.
What? Is that on the floor?
Where?
Under the chair.
I can't see I'm sat on the chair. Oh my god.
What is that?
It's like fluid.
It's black cum.
The chair is emitting fluid.
The chair's leaking.
Oh, it is. Look at that. It looks like ink.
It's probably the gas out of the chair.
Liquid gas.
Paul.
Okay.
Paul, our producer, will just go and get a tissue to wipe it up.
If anybody listening, there are now four grown men sat in an apartment staring at black liquid on the floor doing precisely nothing about it.
Paul's going to get some tissue to clean up. I think I'll have to move the microphone. Don't be mad. It'll make
it all I'm
just going to put it on that chair.
Why?
Because you're sat on it, jumping up and down, and it'll...
I'm not jumping up and down.
Yeah, but you're telly-shuffling. You can sit on this
what?
Chair. Telly-shuffling.
What's telly-shuffling?
It's when you're watching the telly and you just randomly move your legs. Not to worry about it.
It's dripping, though.
Oh, this is fucking mad. Let's just get it done as quick as possible, and then we can...
Get back on with the cast.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you wet some? Don't spit on it.
No, it's coming out with water, it's fine.
Well, saliva anyway.
Water. No, Ben.
Right.
Ben.
Three, two,
one.
Right, so we've just managed to clean up the oil spillage that came from the chair. All you needed was a bit of toilet roll and some amylase, and it cleaned it up just fine. Although Ben didn't help, and he more wanted to look after his can of beer.
I do like my beer.
I think we're just taking a bit of time away from Pookie and his...
We've read the entry, though, and we've given the address, which again is http://inherentlywrong.blogspot.com. You've read it for longer than I have, haven't you?
Yeah, just a lovely gay guy in somewhere near Florida, where my mum sometimes lives.
He is a nice guy.
And there's also other blogs on my... thing that I like, such as this guy who's kind of cute and he's called Ryan and he wants you to smile like you mean it, and he goes on about his family, his state, his dick and his business, and he's not gay but he might be a bit bisexual.
The dick would fuck me off.
I'm sure it would fuck you off, well and truly.
No, I didn't say it'd fuck me off, I said it'd put me off.
Oh, put you off.
Yeah, you just upped the rating of our podcast.
Why?
You swore. We now have to market it under the 12A banner.
Well, and I've got a woohoo when he leaks to me.
Oh, there you go then. What does woohoo mean?
It means he might be one of his favourites. Oh, and there's other various blogs that I'd like to mention, but I fear that we'd just be a bit of a crappy podcast.
Yeah, but the thing is, in this podcast, we're talking about podcasts and the whole culture of blogging. Actually, let's talk about the culture of blogging, why people blog.
But can I just say that we won't be always doing this on every podcast we do?
No, because we're going to do different.
Like, we're going to talk about gay sex next week.
It's going to be a pretty one-man show. I can't say I have any experience of gay sex. I'll just sit around.
Sorry, I just like mentioning gay sex.
Yeah, well, you know, any excuse. But yeah, this week is about blogs and podcasts. And why do people read blogs?
So that they can leave a comment, which means they'll get more comments on their own blog.
So it's sort of like a perpetual cycle of people that don't actually take any interest in your blog. They just want you to comment.
Some people do take an interest, but some of them don't.
See, I don't often comment on blogs unless, you know, I have some sort of immediate thought. I leave angry comments on blogs.
The thing is, with my blog, I blog, really originally intended to blog, as a record for myself. I mean, if you look at my earlier posts, like the very, very first month, I think I did 4 posts in the whole month.
This is January 2005, yeah?
Yeah, and I am, it's like a year blogging, and just over, and I blog totally different. It's just basically so I could look back in years to come and see what I was doing. Whereas now it's changed, now it's more like a bit of a...
Actually, if you look at that as well at the bottom, you posted in the present tense. Other than that, the day is quite good, really. I have a new shirt and tie as well as trousers. Or pants, as I will refer to them from now on. I feel quite professional.
Yeah.
Go on mine, actually. Let's see the first post on mine. The old one, not the new one.
I can't remember the address to your old blog.
The old blog is... I can't remember either. I'll tell you what, go on Paul's blog, because there's a link from Paul's, because the link hasn't been updated yet, which is how I get to it.
Paul, our producer, which is qboi.blogspot.com. But we're not going to look at that. Because he only updates it once a decade.
One at the top, High Life, as it was called. Oh, it's... I remember it now. It's http://straightornarrow.blogspot.com.
Straightornarrow.blogspot.com.
Chosen because I couldn't get straight and narrow.
You're not narrow.
Thank you very much.
I was joking, you are narrow.
No, sorry.
Why do you want straight and narrow, anyway?
A straight and narrow, I don't know.
You do know.
I must have had my reasons at the time, I can't remember now though. Okay, we don't want to see my last post, go to the thingy. Where's the... oh, there we go. Oh, my archives were ridiculously long.
That's shit, that really is. Pants.
Oh, look, there's a post there from Christmas Day. Not that one.
That one.
Well, it could be. Let's go 2005-05-29. Is that the...
I don't understand what that means.
No, neither do I. Oh no, yeah, go down to the bottom.
Your first post.
The first post was called... First post. Okay.
Aptly named.
Reasons I blog. Oh, these are the reasons I blog. I've never really written a blog about myself before, not in any meaningful sense. I've written about travelling and reading and stuff. But I've never really searched myself for the reason I'm alive and got it down on paper. Obviously, I can't do that in every entry of this blog. After all, even I'm not that interested, haha. But I can make a start of writing something specifically me. So
that's true.
Who am I? I'm a 20-nothing, well, you know, guy from Manchester with a passion for this or that, music mainly, although I dabble in films from time to time. I collect records, not CDs, which shows that I'm somewhat of a music connoisseur, I think. I own far too many videos and DVDs, and I keep an aquarium and 2 gerbils, which shows I'm a caring individual, able to think about my things other than myself, responsible, etc, etc.
I thought you only blog about the truth.
I am blogging about
the truth. I'm only joking.
Look, I've been reading a lot of Nick Hornby this time, actually, which is why it's all, you know, aren't I good, kind of, soul-searching, I'm not actually that nice a person. This, I hope, is the first step on the way to bigger and brighter things, I hope. What is...
I like this bit. Marital status? Attached. But it's awkward, isn't it? What exactly are you, a couple after a year? You certainly aren't married, unless you are, in which case, never mind. And to your to my mind, you're not in a long-term relationship. That's more 2 or 3 years, isn't it? And again, you're not single either. So how do you fill in the forms on a Yahoo profile? Cohabiting? You're probably not. Domestic partnership? Same as above. Although, admittedly, it does sometimes double for gay marriages. Partnered up, sorted, unsingle? No, you wouldn't find any of those on any form. Suggestions, answers in a box. I like that bit.
Yeah, I like that bit.
I remember that bit.
So the next bit is, as far as relationships outside of relationships go, I have a few really good friends, but I'm not the most popular guy in the world. Luckily though, all my good friends are really good friends outside of my immediate family. I could rely on most of them for most things.
I think I'm in one of those, I'm in that category.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you are, yeah.
Yeah.
My family life is good to marginally okay, yeah. Although I firmly believe that my dad sees me more as a financial hindrance than a son, yeah.
Yeah, probably does. Your dad's a bit strange. He's a nice guy, and when I speak to him, he's nice, but he doesn't half love an argument.
Oh, he does love, yeah, but so do I. I like an argument.
Yeah, but he like loves an argument and he won't settle unless he wins, whereas you will settle sometimes.
Selling point though, I love an argument. Tune into our next podcast, which is about, what's it about?
I don't know, not this, I thought it was about gay sex.
It could be about gay sex, but I'll argue, whatever it is. I love an argument. I live in a house. What sort of a general comment is that?
I don't live in a house.
It carries on. I live in a house which is becoming increasingly too small, mainly due to me growing up, my brother moving his sponge of a girlfriend in with us, and a few other things I'm sure to tell you about later.
You didn't like her at first, but now you think she's alright.
Yeah, she's alright. But all that aside, we're just your average suburban family. A mum, a dad, two kids, a decrepit dog that sleeps all day.
Died now.
How insensitive are you?
I don't know, what do you mean?
It's died now.
Died now? The dog has died.
It has died, yeah, but come on, we could have approached it in a more sensitive way than that. It's died now.
I'm not an animal lover.
I've got a cat. In the sitcom of our lives, I guess you could say that I was the quiet character that nobody would ever really pick as their favourite. Come on, Scully, say it.
No one's getting involved.
No. But I have some quite likeable storylines every now and again. On the whole, I tend to stay out of the way, kind of like the Osborne son that hardly ever appeared in the series. And if you're thinking, but there was only one Osborne son, then I think I can safely say I've proven my point. Yeah, so that was the first blog post on my blog.
Super duper.
I thought so.
It was a good good post, that one. And then they went downhill from there.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know.
Rough skin jeans. What's that?
You don't want to look at that.
Rough skin
jeans. It's just a clothes shop.
Rough skin jeans is a website on Jamie's favourite list, which is what? It's a clothes shop.
Yeah.
Okay. YouTube.
That's a really good website, and it's basically people just putting their own various videos on there, and looking at them. But it comes up at the moment with a video.
Oh right. Okay.
Of some teenage boys dancing to YMCA and getting their pants off.
Yeah, you did send that to me, actually.
Yeah, did you watch
it? In an email. I saw part of it, but after the first few seconds, I got bored of waiting for it to download and closed the window.
What do you mean you got bored of waiting to download? That instant, then?
It wasn't for me.
Yeah, because your shit connection.
I've got the same connection as you.
Yeah, but it's slower than mine for some reason.
Yeah, it is slower than yours. But
you do live in the suburbs at the end of the day.
That's because Wanadoo is a terrible internet service provider that are run by people from Spain.
So what time are we on?
We are on.
We're not run by people from Spain.
My bill comes from Wanadoo Hablo Español.
Yeah, but
is Spanish.
They're French, I'm sure. Should we have a look at the website? Wanadoo.com.
Yeah, this completely, you know, it's not very good for podcasting. That.
Doesn't matter. Wanadoo.com, not .co.uk or .us or
.co.uk. Look where it goes. It goes to Wanadoo.co.uk.
Right, where's Wanadoo International? There'll be a link down here.
Yeah, look. Algeria, France, Spain, Netherlands, Morocco.
There you go. Wanadoo.com corporate. Oh, no.
Go down.
There you go. France.
Yeah, France is on the list.
Yeah, it's the first one.
Yeah, but it says France, Spain, Netherlands, Algeria, Morocco, Jordan, Madagascar.
Well, they are French. I'm sure somebody will let us know.
Do you read blogs actively?
Me?
Yes, you.
I first and foremost make my own post before I look at other people's.
Yeah, but do you read blogs? Is there any blog out there which you sort of think, regardless of whether they view yours or not, oh, I will check that blog today?
Yes,
because two. I like what they have to
yes,
say.
Yes, two of them. And I wouldn't link to them anyway because they're like massively read and they don't need any more links and they probably wouldn't comment on mine.
Oh, presumably mine's not one of them.
Oh, I would read yours. I would read yours if you didn't comment on mine. I mean, you never comment on mine anyway.
No, but, you know. I do know, I comment on yours every now and again.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't, yeah. I'm not complaining, but my point is that I still comment.
I don't comment on your blog, but I will pass comment when we see each other.
Yeah. So all we ever do is talk about blogs.
It's the same thing. No, the only reason we're talking about blogs is because we're doing this bloody podcast. I've just put the rating up again. Bye.
Saying bloody.
Bloody. It's a very English swear word.
Yeah. And we will be talking about blogs next week. Trust me. We might do a little bit.
Don't justify yourself. It's our podcast.
Yeah, Ha podcast. Where's my alcoholic beverage?
I don't know. I need a new one.
Someone crack open a can for me.
I need a can. My can's empty.
Yeah, just put it on the desk where the keyboard should be, but there's not. It's filled with empty glasses and cans.
Yeah,
could you just get me a beer?
We don't keep our cans in the fridge. We keep our cans in the Selfridges bag.
Yeah, because we suffer at Selfridges.
Yeah. We suffer from warm beer, but we do keep our cans in a nice bag.
Yeah. We don't keep them in the fridge because we can't be asked going to the kitchen.
We suffer from warm beer. It's a disease. Warm beer. You suffer from it.
A la Foster's. It's like a pick and mix bag. I've just pulled out a Guinness. Don't want that one.
Tetley's.
Tetley's, you know. There's no Foster's left.
Yeah, there should be one more in there.
Yeah, but I don't like JD on its own.
Why?
Because it's too strong for me.
It's nice.
I'm gay.
Oh, that must be the difference then. I'm not gay and you're gay, so.
Yeah, because I'm gay and I can't drink alcohol so strong. Because I start to pull my face and cry. Like, all gay people.
All gay people pull their faces and cry.
Alright, it's a bit of a generalisation, but you know what I mean.
What did they do this over? Suck me off, what's that? Is that, there's an audio file or a video file on Jay's computer entitled Suck Me Off. It's a song. A love song, apparently.
Well, just in a jiffy, I got a little stiffy, and now it's hard as granite. It's not very long, but it's brave and it's strong, and I can hardly stand it. I'll pull it from my pants, and now you got a chance for the whole world to see that if you really love me, you would just do this for me. Suck me off. Suck me off. I really need a blowjob, suck me off. Suck me off. Yes, suck me off. Wrap your lips around my cock and suck me off. I know he's kind of scary, he's mean and he's hairy and he looks just like a dragon. He's got his eye on you, he's purple and he's blue and his balls are kind of sagging. But it won't hurt a bit, just stroke your little clit and soon your fear will pass. Then close your eyes and stick your middle finger up my ass and suck me off, suck me off. I really need a blowjob, suck me off, suck me off, yeah, suck me off. Wrap your lips around my cock and suck me off. Now get a good grip and start from the tip and don't stop till you're choking. Bob up and down, swirl your tongue around, suck it till it's sucker smoking. Suck it anywhere, suck it over there, suck it most any place. You can leave your clothes on, I'll just fuck you in the face. Suck me off. Suck me off. I really need a blowjob. Suck me off.
There you go. Lovely.
No.
Do not like that one.
I can't say I'm a fan of that
one. I thought that was great fun.
No, it was puerile, infantile. I don't endorse that kind of.
Maybe we should host it for other people to download and
we
see what they think.
We could host it for other people to download, but who owns the copyright to that song?
It's freeware.
How do you know it's freeware? Freeware? Is that not like software that's free
well,
to download?
Well, it's free MP3.
Where from?
Well,
freemp3.com.
Someone sent it me via Bluetooth at work.
Oh, and that means it's free.
Well, yeah.
I got it by a Bluetooth, it must be free.
Well, yeah. Well, who said there's no copyright on there? Surely it should say this track's copyrighted.
Well, why is that? What it says on the end of every song that you have on all the albums that you've bought.
Yeah.
This track is copyrighted.
In that voice?
In that voice.
Yeah, because I'm from California. They're all from California. Because it is a California accent.
Is it?
No.
Well, where did that come from then?
I don't know.
We're running 53 minutes at the minute.
And we're struggling.
Well, Bob, the thing is, I don't know why we keep saying we're running 53 minutes and stuff like that. Because after we've edited it, we won't be running 53 minutes.
Okay, we're not running 53 minutes. We're running about 10 minutes. 5 minutes late, aren't we? I'd say we're running about 40, 45?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think we should, no, well, yeah, maybe, yeah. I think we should make it clear that there are four of us in the room at the unadulterated.com head office.
And where's the head office? Slap bang in the middle of Deansgate, Manchester. Although it's at the end of Deansgate.
Should we give everyone your address?
No, let's not give everyone my address.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't want to give everyone my address. Although I do live on Deansgate.
Yeah, but and it is a city centre apartment with a city centre balcony.
With dusty wood flooring.
No, oily wood flooring.
Oily now wood flooring, because the chair leaks. If, I don't know how chairs leak, but this one's leaked oil.
Yeah, that was a leaky chair.
Wow.
You said it was leaking gas.
Well, whatever makes it go up and down with the handle.
What, gas in the form of oil? Oily gas.
Yeah, it does something when it touches oxygen.
So, we're what? Oh, we've got a good few minutes to go until the end of the cast. This is once weekly, yeah?
And we could normally, at this point, we would, well, we do normally, if you're reading, if you were imagining that we'd done 10 podcasts already, check our mail. But the mailbag is empty.
The mailbag is empty, yeah.
Because we've not, this is our first
podcast. This is our first podcast.
Unfortunately.
What's our email address?
Email address is...
is podcast at theunadulterated.com.
Yeah, but if you want to get me personally, you could email Jay, that's J-A-Y, at thedangerousman.com.
Yeah, well, I suppose people could email you personally. I don't know why they'd email you personally.
Well, they might want to know about gay things.
They might want to know about gay things, that's very true. If you don't want to know about gay things, then you could email me, which is Ben at theunadulterated.com. Jay is fanning himself and laughing uncontrollably. I haven't quite figured out why.
I was choking.
Oh, he's choking, okay.
I was like, oh my god. I was choking because I took a big swig of beer and yeah, it's like choking. I need, my legs are itching like mad.
No, nobody's going to do anything about the choking because the podcast comes first.
The podcast, so not choke. Because I didn't want to cough on the radio.
On the radio? Why is this going on the radio, is it?
It's kind of like the radio.
It's kind of like the radio. It yeah. isn't the radio.
No, it's kind of like the radio.
If we should
have a news section.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, we should.
If we get above 5 listeners, we may end up on the radio.
I don't mean news as in like...
current news.
Actually, news.
News just it.
Yeah, because that would be like awful.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't play BBC News. Yeah, that doesn't work for me. That sounds like some sort of sound effect from Lord of the Rings. Aragorn to run in through the door in a minute and chop Scully's head off with a sword.
Aragorn was like the kind of good looking one, wasn't he?
Viggo Mortensen.
I beg your pardon?
Viggo Mortensen. That was his name.
Oh right, and Legolas, what was his name?
That was, what was his name? He was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Orlando Bloom.
Why did you ask me if you knew his name?
No, what was his name in Lord of the Rings?
Legolas? Yeah.
Because he'd have too many bears?
He was an elf.
Legolas?
Yeah, he was a legless elf.
Legless elf?
Yeah.
He was alright.
I've not seen any of the other Hobbits in film since. I've seen Frodo, and I've seen Sam, but I've not seen
I saw the guy... one of the Hobbits in Lost.
Merry and Pippin.
In Lost. One of them was in Lost.
Was he an American?
No, he was British. He's from Stockport, just up the road from where I live.
He's from Stockport?
Yeah, the one who was in Lost.
You don't live near Stockport.
I do, on, if you would look in, like, on a world scale.
On a world scale you live near Stockport.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah, but on a universal scale, you live near Sydney, Australia. It doesn't mean you actually live near Sydney, Australia. We're 30 seconds off an hour.
No. Because we had to cut a bit, didn't we? Because the chair leaked.
Yeah,
and we had
we're still 30 seconds off an hour in terms of Rosoft audio recorder, which records to WAV. This file is going to be absolutely massive.
Well, we could have chosen not to do it in WAV.
Yeah, have you seen the size of the file?
Well, we could have done it not in WAV.
Yeah, but do you know what the size of the file is?
50,590.
50 megabytes.
Kilobytes I was referring to.
Yeah, but it's 50 megabytes, which means we'll either have to redo the entire thing, which just wouldn't work.
I'd convert it.
I'll convert it.
I'd have to try and steal an audio converter from someone.
Yeah, but if you convert it, we'll all sound like robots.
We're not doing it again.
No, we're not doing it again.
We could do another one for next week, because we're away. And yeah, then just get internet access and press, instead of save as draft, publish.
Yeah, but having said this, after editing this and everything, then this probably will be next week's. Unless you're like going to be really, really into it and get editing tonight.
Yeah, well, we'll edit it now.
We're going to edit it
like in like 2 minutes when this ends.
We're going to edit it in 2 minutes?
Yeah, when this ends.
Well, have we got that much quality stuff on there?
Yeah.
I can't believe I've not been to the toilet.
No? I need to. I keep trumping. No, I didn't. I'll edit that bit out.
Yeah. I don't want to know that. Although the listeners might want to know that.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
No, sorry. The listeners. The listener.
Pookie will be a listener. Pookie will listen.
We've got one listener.
Pookie could listen because...
Yeah, Pookie will listen to the first cast and then decide that he's crap, get bored and won't listen to any further.
He'll probably just listen to the bit with him in and then think, right, that's my bit over. Bye.
What we'll have to do is...
That's what I did on
We'll have to mention something really, really weird at the end of each cast so that people that say they've listened to it, you say, oh, right, okay, then what did we say at the end of the cast?
Well, what line?
I don't know. But like at the end of this cast, I'll say something like, you know, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the 12-volume edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica, one delivered to your door every week at a cost of $7.95.
And no one will think, what the fuck is he on?
Exactly.
Go home.
See? No one will know that.
Everyone will.
Whoa, go back to Wannadoo 1 minute. I saw a picture of Jenny Cash. Not that I like pictures of Johnny Cash.
Wannadoo.co.uk.
As the new Johnny Cash biopic opens in cinemas, we look back at the life of a legend in words and pics. What pics?
They could easily fit the word pictures there.
Yes. Yeah, so why have they put pics?
The dickheads. You know. So I'll just download some software to help us edit this.
We use Rosoft Audio Recorder, and our editing software is Studio A.
And this podcast was cleverly enhanced by the clever people at Foster's.
Foster's do. Well, I don't think... Who brews Foster's?
The Amber Nectar. What percentage is it? 500 millilitres of Foster's beer, 4% alcohol.
Budweiser's 5%.
Is it really?
The king of beers.
Yeah, and fresh as well. And they even tell you the barn on date.
They do, yesterday.
Or something. That's like cutting edge fresh.
Yeah, but it's like a tacky gimmick. I don't agree with the barn on date.
No, because it's just basic, because all the others are going on saying, you know, ours is like 10,000 years old and ours has had time to mature in that. And they don't, they, you know, they can't get it to the shops fast enough, so they have to bring up some bullshit thing. Yeah.
It means it's a very young bit. We don't agree with it. You have an account with download.com.
I do have an account with download.com.
Why do you need an account with download.com?
I can't remember now, but they recommended that I...
They recommended it, so you did it.
Yeah.
Unreal Tournament. Download it through download... Oh, it's a patch. Okay, I do need the toilet now. So you're going to have to hold the boat.
Well, I'll hold the boat until we come back.
Hold the boat.
I don't know what to say.
Well, say whatever you want.
Whatever I want. As Ben goes into the toilet... I went for the... No, but not saying that, actually. It's quite rude. Terrible, in fact. Pinnacle. I'll edit this bit out. I'm more of like a sidekick on the radio, and I just fill in the gaps. Ben says all the meaningful stuff. I don't. What do you think, Paul? Paul, our producer, get involved.
I produce.
He produces. But we do the, you know, he just leads us to go to where and presses the right buttons. He presses the right buttons, all right. He's gay. Paul's gay. Aren't you gay?
Yeah.
There's two gays and two straights in here, although if you ask Ben if Michael is gay, you know, the whole argument erupts. Michael denies he's gay, whereas Ben thinks that he's gay or bisexual or something. Whereas personally, I don't think that bisexuals exist. Do you think bisexuals exist, Mike?
Probably do.
Yeah. I don't think they do. I just think they're on the fence.
Not bicycles.
Well.
Yeah,
you think they're on the fence, then you think the SS.
Right, I think we should round it up now, Ben. Ben's back from the toilet.
I'm back. What were we talking about? I heard something. Somebody say something about Michael.
It was just...
Is that mine? What were we saying about Michael?
About him being a bisexual.
We don't know that, though, do we?
You seem to know.
That is our week 6 topic of conversation. Is Michael a bisexual? We're going to persuade him that he is.
Yeah. We'll just have to use that.
Pinnacle.
No, forget that. So I think we should round the whole thing up.
What time are we looking at the moment?
We're looking at time. Ooh, 1 hour.
1 hour 5, are you sure? Are you sure we've got an hour's worth of substance?
Have we covered everything we could possibly cover on podcasts?
I think so. So that was our first podcast. Will it be enough to sell the rest of the podcast to anybody else? We don't know.
Nobody knows.
But we have got an hour's worth of stuff to sit, listen to, drink a few more beers,
edit.
Beyond belief. So
register a domain name.
Thanks for listening to the full 10 minutes of our first podcast after we butchered it with some editing software.
My name's Jay and I am thedangerousman.com.
My name's Ben. I am, well, the person who registered theunadulterated.com. I run a blog at, what's my blog address?
The Unadulterated City.
No, it's not though.
Is it not?
No, I don't know what my own blog address is. This scares me. It's http://traveldiaries.lastminute.com and there's a very nice bit.
Lastminuteliving.com.
http://traveldiaries.lastminuteliving.com. The blog is called the Unadulterated Travel Diaries. And there's posts, a picture of me looking like a pirate. And
he doesn't have long hair, that's a wig. If you go to his website.
I'm hoping for the long hair though. And a lot of different comments. So yeah, that's me. And Jay has obviously just said what he said.
And you can get all those linked from our various blogs.
You can also check out the website, which is theunadulterated.com, and should be online within the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
Again, email addresses. You can email me at ben@theunadulterated.com and you can email jay@thedangerousman.com.
That's J-A-Y. And please click on the various Google and Amazon adverts on our websites because we'd love that. It'd just be super, wouldn't it?
It adds to our bank balances.
It does.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye. And now listen to our various branding.
You may want to edit that out.
Back one too. Goodbye.
Bye.